Well, we're here in Manchester on the site of where the famous Peterloo Massacre happened on the 16th of August 1819. It was a massive demonstration of perhaps 50,000 people who were demanding the vote, what we call universal suffrage, by which they meant male suffrage. And they came from all over Greater Manchester, so to the Manchester authorities they seemed like an invading crowd in Manchester. About half were from outside, half were Mancunians. They were also demanding the repeal of the Corn Laws, which restricted corn imports and raised the price of food generally. And people spent a very high proportion of their income on food, more than half, so that really mattered. It was attacked by armed cavalry under the command of the Manchester magistrates, and 15 people were killed on the field or died as a result of their injuries, and 600 or 700 were seriously injured. So it was, and yet the assembly itself was entirely peaceful on the day, and there was no intention of any trouble at all. The reformers went over backwards to stage a peaceful demonstration. It's famous nationally, firstly because it was a national part of a national campaign. There had been a series of meetings all over the country, including London and Birmingham, and many others were planned afterwards. But everybody looked to Manchester because it was the new shock city of the Industrial Revolution. And unusually for a provincial event, there were about 8 or 9, 10 newspaper reporters present. So news of it got back to London very quickly, and then all over the country. So it was important because of the scale of it. It was important as it was a national event that took part in Manchester.